Welcome to the Beehive Archive, a two-minute look at some of the most pivotal and peculiar events in Utah's history. Alpine skiers claim that Utah has the best snow on Earth. But before people could enjoy that snow fully, there had to be a ski industry, and that took a lot of work. Skiing in Utah dates back to the 1910s, when mailmen sometimes used skis to deliver the post. But skiing as a popular recreational activity didn't start until the 1930s, when a few outdoor enthusiasts observed the bare hills around old mining towns and dreamed of carving through fresh powder. Decades before, companies mining the Wasatch Mountains had felled the surrounding forests. When their claims went bust, they left behind ghost towns and slopes that looked very skiable. Supporting a ski industry, however, required major infrastructure. Dreaming big, entrepreneurs took advantage of the Depression-era work programs and organized the Civilian Conservation Corps, which put young men to work on public works projects, to build hard surface roads to the slopes. Construction crews repurposed old mining equipment to build the first rope tows and T-bar lifts to haul people up the hill, and so skiers began to replace miners in Utah's mountains. Skiers wanted an adrenaline fix, but didn't necessarily want to die to get it. Avalanches in the steep canyons were a real danger, so the Forest Service got involved to protect the public. In 1952, it hired Ed LaChapelle for its Alta Research Center to survey the slopes and determine avalanche risk. LaChapelle was a Swiss physicist, glaciologist, and mountaineer who engineered his own tools for recording snow cover and measuring, layer by layer, its water density. He used that knowledge to direct the National Guard where to fire their 75-millimeter howitzer to control avalanches. LaChapelle devoted the next 20 years to making the ski slopes safer for the public. So while Utah may have the best snow on Earth, it doesn't just fall that way. A lot of people put a lot of work into making it that way. This episode of the Beehive Archive was contributed by John Perry Christensen. Sources and past episodes may be found at utahhumanities.org. For the Beehive Archive, a production of Utah Humanities, I'm Megan Van Frank.